G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 12 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time with the fullness of redemption. The long-awaited for King is here. That's Jesus. But who did people say Jesus is? Let us look at what some eyewitnesses said about this Jesus in his first public event. Reading from Luke chapter 3, verse 15 to 18. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. John the Baptist answered their questions by saying, "I baptize you with water, but someone who is coming soon, who is greater than I am, so much greater than I am, not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with the winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire." John used many such warnings as he announced the good news to the people. And Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 16. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." We start with Jesus' baptism, and as it is the commencement of Jesus' public ministry, Jesus is now about 30 years old. Our first witness is John the Baptist himself. When John the Baptist appeared on the scene, there had been no prophetic voice heard within Israel for almost 400 years. The coming of John was part of God's perfect timing, for everything that relates to God's Son is always on time. How did John come? John came dressed and acting like the Old Testament prophets, particularly Elijah. John came to the area near the River Jordan, preaching and baptizing. He announced the arrival of the Kingdom of Heaven and urged the people to repent from their sin and disobedience and their old lives, their old way of doing things. The baptism of John looked forward to the coming of the Messiah, the King. But little did he know what was going to happen next. John the Baptist, as I said, was a voice crying in the wilderness. The nation of Israel was living in a state of unbelief and a sort of twisted spiritual reality. For 400 years, God had been silent. Where was the voice of God, people would have been asking. The people of Israel desperately needed to hear a voice from God, and John was that faithful voice in God's own timing. It was John's work to prepare the nation for the Messiah, the King, and then present the Messiah and King to them. This Messiah, Savior, a King, as we glimpsed in the covenants. John the Baptist was unambiguous in his belief about Jesus. He clearly states that Jesus was the Lord and the Son of God. Certainly untenable for a Jewish male to equate anybody with the living God of Israel. And then witnesses 2 and 3. Then surprise, surprise, not least to John the Baptist, Jesus comes to him and presents himself for baptism. John at first refuses to do it. John knew that Jesus of Nazareth was the perfect Son of God who had no need to repent of sin. Through his baptism, Jesus identified with all sinners that he came to save, even though he was without sin or wrongdoing himself. This is the very start of Jesus' public ministry. It's a declaration. But why did Jesus get baptized? In replying to John's initial refusal to baptize him, Jesus said, "It's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." This looks ahead, as we shall see, to Jesus' own suffering on the cross, because it is only through the baptism of suffering that Jesus endured on the cross that God is able to fulfill all righteousness. But we come to that later on. The "us" here referred to means the Father, Son, and Spirit. When Jesus came up from the water, the Father spoke from heaven and identified him as his beloved Son, the Son of God. And the Holy Spirit visibly came upon Jesus in the form of a dove. Both the Father and the Son testified as to who Jesus was and is. And then we have witnesses 4 and 5. The genealogies. In the genealogies of Jesus, we see another extraordinary thing about this Jesus. You can read those genealogies in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 17, and Luke chapter 3, verse 23 to 38. Firstly, Jesus as the Son of Man. The genealogies remind us that the Son of God was also the Son of Man, born into the world, identifying with the needs and the problems of mankind. So the genealogy we see down through the generations, Jesus linked to Adam and ultimately God. The phrase "the Son of" generally means any remotely connected descendant or ancestor. It's a reminder that Jesus, being Joseph's legal son, was part of a human family, tribe, race, and nation. Jesus' line goes back through the Old Testament, from Joseph to King David to Judah, Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham, to Methuselah, to Noah, and Adam. This genealogy, with its link to David, shows Jesus' right to ascend to David's throne. Remember that from the David's covenant? The genealogy shows Jesus' total humanness. And because he is linked to Adam, identifies with all humanity and not just to Israel. But there is one difference between Jesus and all other humans, in that Luke doesn't stop the genealogy at Adam, as he would have for all other humans. No, Luke ultimately leads and links Jesus to being God's Son. So how is Jesus the Son of God? Adam had come into the world bearing the true image of a Son of God. But when Adam disobeyed God, that image was marred and scarred due to sin and disobedience entering the world through him. All humanity, that is, except Jesus. The voice from God the Father ratified Jesus as the Son of God. Not a Son of God, as some may claim, but the one and only Son of God. This genealogy points to the unbroken relationship between Jesus and God. Jesus is as Adam was before Adam's disobedience. This is Jesus, both fully human and fully God. We'll find out why later on in the series. Jesus, the one all of the Old Testament covenants pointed ahead to coming. Jesus the King. John the Baptist identified who Jesus was. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit testified about who Jesus was. His genealogies and ancestry testify as to who he was. Who do you say Jesus was and is? Tomorrow we look at his purpose and mission. Thank you.